If I were to ask you right now to tell me the names of five friends that would drop absolutely everything and come get you from the airport during peak hour traffic, whether it's Sydney or Brisbane or Adelaide or even Melbourne, or does Melbourne actually have an airport? Anyway, do you think you'd be able to come up with five names? What about three? If you can, then you're doing pretty well. What if your friends miss that last train and he calls you at 1 a.m? Do you get out of bed and go pick him or her up? Would you even answer the phone? What are you willing to do for your friends? What are you willing to sacrifice for them? It could be anything. It could be a time. It could be hanging out, checking up on them, buying them things, all the thing that Rob said the other night, with the exception of Sam and the mousetrap, because that was pretty tragic. You all know the things that you do for your friends and the extent that you're willing to go. Now, it might seem like these are random, stupid little stories, but the theme for tonight is friendship and sacrifice. It's more specifically like, what are you going to do in order to help your friends? We're going to have a quick look at the extents that Abraham will go to in order to look after his friend and his nephew Lot. So Abraham gets this knock on his door, and it's a messenger, and he says that his nephew Lot has been taken captive during the Battle of the Kings because he was dwelling in Sodom. Now, what would your response to this knock on the door be? Think about the airport situation we just talked about. Do you sacrifice your time even though it might be like inconvenient to you, or you can't be bothered? It's too far? It'll take too long? Are you going to do that for your friends? Well, what's Abraham's response? Do you think he's like, nah, it's way too far, I can't be bothered to do that? Or, I've just put my comfy pants on? Or maybe, Saraya's got some nice soup cooking and you're like, well, it's going to have to sit tight for a bit. It could be anything. It could be anything. But what's Abraham's response? He gets up, he gets his men, and he goes. In Genesis 14, verse 14 to 16, it says, when Abram heard that his kinsman had been taken captive, he led forth his trained men, born in his house, 318 of them, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And he divided his forces against them by night, and his servant, and he and his servants, and defeated them and pursued them to Hobah, north of Damascus. Then he brought back all the possessions, and also brought back his kinsman Lot with his possessions and the women and the people. So in order for Abraham to get Lot and his family back, he travels 280 kilometres from Mamre over to Hobah. And not only that, he fights an army. He fights an entire army with 318 of his men. So what do you think about your airport trip now? It seems pretty insignificant compared to what Abraham did for Lot. So, I ask again, are we prepared to make sacrifices for our friends? We all know that we have the power to influence our friends, or they can influence us. So who was Abraham's friends and where did he draw his influence from? Well, Abraham was a friend of God. What about Moses? He spoke face to face with God as a friend. Enoch walked with God and so did Noah. So these people were friends of God. And as we know, friends often share similar characteristics and traits. They like the same thing. And all of these men loved the things that God loved, which is obviously the ideal. We want to have friends that reflect these same characteristics. But you also have to think, do you show these characteristics also? Think about Lot now. He has an argument. The herdsmen have an argument. And Abram says, there's plenty of land. You pick. you pick. Even though Abram was the boss, he could have said, nah, you got to deal with that. Doesn't matter. My cattle get fed first. That's just how it goes. But we know what Abram's like, and he doesn't. And so Lot's like, plains, 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 city, plains. Oh, wait, city. And then he's like, all right, guys, we're going to camp this way. We're going to face our tents this way. And Abram's like, all right, that's what's going to happen. So what was the problem? He was facing Sodom. The record in Genesis 13, verse 10 says, and Lot lifted his eyes and sees the goodness of the land. And there's this awesome verse in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, which says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So Lot was enticed and influenced by the things of Sodom, these temporary treasures of the earth that Luke was talking about on Sunday. And he and his family surely started this process of becoming friends with the world and being influenced by them. And we all know that it's easy to do. It's easy to be caught up and battered in constant pressure that the world throws at you, and it's so easy to give in. So what do you do when you see your friend in a similar situation? Someone who might be doing the wrong thing. Someone who you can see doesn't come to the Bible class anymore, or the Friday night class, or doesn't come to the meeting anymore. What are you going to do, or what are you going to sacrifice in order to help that guy or girl out? I'm going to be pretty annoying and not actually give you an answer. Firstly, because each situation is different and I don't have all the answers. But secondly, as Nat mentioned in his meditation the other night, it's about planting this thought in your heads, and it's up to you guys to develop and do something about it. In 2 Samuel 16, it says, is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with him? In Job 16, it says, he who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, it says, a friend loves at all times. If you really love your friends, you're not going to sit there idly. And as Robbie said the other night, in John, it says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. We are not called to be lazy and slothful. It is a call to be active. So act.